Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
So I want to show you something that I want you to pray about. If you conquer this, then I congratulate you. I call it dealing with parental carryovers. If you conquer this, I'll just show you two examples in the Bible and we'll pray. Then I congratulate you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother. He said, I'll find something in you that I've seen in your grandmother, Louise, and your mother. So the mother, grandmother has it, which is Louise, and the mother, which is Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in you also. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray one prayer for you. Every normal child looks like the father or mother, but the bad from them, you will never take it in the name of Jesus. I will not beg you to say amen. I will not beg you to say amen. Look at me. Today we want to do one exercise very quickly. Remove your hand. That it gets to me, it stop. You understand now? Nonsense gets to me and what? It stop. Then. Shame gets to you and what? It stop. Good. You get it now. Bullshit gets to you and what? It stop. And poverty gets to you and what? It stop. So nonsense stop your own days. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. Every human being has a character from their parents, either good or bad. No matter how you look at it, there is something that makes you look like your father or your mother. One of my daughters, anytime I go out with her, people will have greeted her, prostrated for her, thinking it's her mother. And if you say, it is me. I say, you are the one who said, but I will say, it is me you are prostrating for, because she looks just like the mother. So all of us, we look like either our father or mother. There are negative carryovers and there are positive carryovers. So we want to deal with the negative one today. Timothy got the positive one. He looked. He carried from his mother and from his grandmother. I'm going to show you one person in the Bible that his own was bad. Put your hand on your chest again. Let me pray for you. No time to waste time. Every negative carryover, parental carryover in your life today, we are quarter to a level. In the next 5 minutes, let the carryover break in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So when you look at some family, all firstborn are failure. When you look at, it's a carryover. When you look at some family, all the ladies are married, they married to women beater. And they will beat their wives, some will kill their wives. I was listening to True Crime yesterday of a man that told the wife, boil this yam. And the woman said, let us roast it. I don't like you. He said, boil it. He said, let us roast it. And you know what he did? The lady too. I believe the girl is Omanje. So the husband said, roast something. Boil. He went and roast. You know what? He just took the girl inside, took the lady inside. They were married for 17 years and beat her to death. Some things happen, we don't check the foundation and the background. Yes, we don't check background. In some family, all the last born, they are poor and they depend on their brothers and sisters. In some family, they are all gamblers. Nobody said is gifted until they gamble. Can I still pray for you very quickly? Any negative carryover in your life from your parents? Today, they are breaking by fire in the name of Jesus. I've seen family, all the ladies, they are divorced. Yes. As all the ladies are divorced. When I came to this town, I met a family. Oh, they are in customs, they are in immigration, they are, all of them are girls and none of them married. I was trying to make investigation. Did your mother marry? No. Did your grandmother marry? No. Nobody married. It was a carryover from their grandmother to their mother and to them. Can you dodge your head? Let me pray. Your head rejects evil in the name of Jesus. When you check the Bible, you can write it down. David had 7 wives. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. Just 7 wives. But David gave birth to one champion called Solomon. And Solomon took the carryover from his father. Solomon had 700 wives and children and concubines. I thought he stopped there. Solomon gave birth to one very bad boy like that. They call him Rehoboam. Rehoboam had, in 2 Chronicles 11, 21, 18 wives and 60 concubines. Abijah. Rehoboam gave birth to Abijah. David, Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah. Abijah had 14 wives. In fact, 2 Chronicles 13, verse 21. Look at that one. 14 wives. Now, in the 18th year of the kingdom, began Abijah to reign over Judah. You're telling from verse 1, no. Go to verse 21 straight. Go to verse 21. But Abijah waxed mighty and married 14. That's what I want. Leave the rest. Go and read the rest. It is the marriage I'm talking about. Abijah gave birth to one particular guy. Now, let me quickly pray for you. See after me, when it gets to me, I change nonsense. Say, let me hear you go. Say, three times, let me hear you go. Say it again, let me hear you now. Say it again, let me hear you now. Shout a big amen. So from David to Solomon, from Solomon to Rehoboam, from Rehoboam to Abijah, from Abijah to Asher. Asher changed the nonsense. And Asher married only one wife. I know what? The Bible says he was more successful and prosperous than other kings and other people in Israel. Connect to this altar, let me pray for you. The feat, F-E-A-T, that your parents cannot achieve, may God give it to you cheaply in the name of Jesus. Look at me. You've got to fight and conquer. It will carry over if you are not going to be a failure and a storyteller in life. In some family, you cannot find a successful pastor except the one that pray very well. Anyone that tries to be a pastor is either run mad or have a problem. In some family, you can never find anybody that succeed. After several times, sit down. How many great people do you have in your family? How many of them? If they are limited, then pray that you are changing it. Somebody say, I hear you. Now, this particular carryover caused problem in Israel. The multiple wives brought multiple idols, and multiple idols brought anger to God, and God gave them out. Then, it is your duty to stand against evil carryover, negative carryover. It's not a sin when you look like your father. It's not a sin when you look like your mother. But carrying bad traits from them is not just a sin. It's a disease and national, colossal shame and disgrace. Come, let me show you something now. Let me show you another person before we pray. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. I went to a military school. One of my friends in the school, he dealt very ruthlessly with a particular boy and he was expelled. When his father came, the father came with belts because he was a military boy and he beat this boy to a pulp. When the father finished beating him in front of everybody, the father broke down. So I said, what's wrong with him? You know what the father said? A mini wereijo. That is, he said, this mad boy, he said, resemble him after he has beaten him. He said, that's how he used to fight in school. After he has beaten the boy, he was confessing. The madness in your life, the sickness in your life, might be a carryover from your parent. You can't manage it forever because it grows. When it gets to your tongue, it becomes bigger, except you bring it down. Can I pray for you? I said, that nonsense get to you and stop in Jesus' name. Okay, let's do it again. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child that thou hast known the Holy Scripture, what is your children knowing? Only game and phone, Abby? Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Follow me. Why? 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, don't forget, why did this boy have faith? Look at that, is indeed which dwell first in your grandmother Louise and your mother Eunice, and Apostle is now in you too. I thought his testimony would stop there. Acts 16:1. Acts 16:1, look at it. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was Greek. So it was written about Timothy that he got his faith, he got his good deed and trait from his great grandmother. Sorry, from his grandmother. Louise to Eunice and to him. Stretch your hand here, let me pray for you. The good things of your family, you will get bigger than that. Yeah. We didn't hear of his grandmother and mother, but we heard his name. As you begin to take the good traits of your family, can I pray for you? May your name be heard more than them in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Every nonsense that connects you to that family today, I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to be sure that you are the one I'm praying for. I say, nonsense that connects you to that family, you are changing it in the name of Jesus Christ. There's something they call status quo. You are changing the status quo in the name of Jesus Christ. This is only for 220 people. Your case, your story, your life shall be different from them in the name of Jesus. Say after me, I, Olufemi Akinola, I am not like them. Say, I am more than them. Why? It's by the reason of what you know. The generation now, they are very lazy and funny. They will not read the Bible. The only thing they know is game, computer, AI, chatting, TikTok. And some of them know their book. Ben, begin to teach your children now. I told all my children, there is nothing from me as a bad carryover that you are going to carry. I have dealt with it a very long time ago. When you line up all my family, you will pick me out of them. It is not lie. It is not joke. I conquered it. I prayed. I slept on stone for years. And the Lord delivered me. Can I pray my own prayer for you? It's from me to you. The Lord that delivered me from negative carryover will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Your father was wicked and you are wickeder. Your mother had 4 husbands and you are number 3. Are you listening to me now? It's a carryover. No matter how you pretend about it, if you don't deal with it, then your children continue. Can I say pray for you now? It gets to you and it stops in the name of Jesus. Demons monitor this carryover and make it to be greater in the next generation. Guess the next generation become greater. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. Okay, can I pray for you? Whatever the enemy want to multiply in your life that is not of God, today that thing catch fire. Amen. Not hearing you, I say catch fire. Amen. I'm not here, I say catch fire. Amen. As your mother look at you and said, a lion and the son or child must remember, and you know that your mother is wicked, begin to pray. She's seeing herself in you, that you are going to take over. She drank blood. You will not only drink blood, you will eat flesh. Deal with it quickly. Don't cross over next year. In the next few minutes, with the evil and the carryover of your parents, you can change the pattern. Are you listening to me now? Why are you so quiet? Are you listening to me now? You can change the story. You can change everything about it if you can pray. Bible says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, and call on my, he said, I will forgive them. I will heal their land. God wants to heal your life, but you've got to cry to God. You don't have to take the bad and the evil of that family. You are sent to that family to change it, not to do the evil they are doing. Somebody say, I hear you. It's very important. I got to one day, and you know what? Coincidentally, the man sent me a message 2 days ago to greet me. So about 25 years ago, Bakaode. And I met my father, Bakaode, in a very tough war. I've never seen my father fought before. But that day I met both of them fighting. And it was very powerful. So I go there. My father said, hey, my son has come. Let me come. He said, Baleti. My father said, I should slap him. So I look at both of them. I said, at almost 60, you guys are fighting. God. I just walk away. It paid my father. You are a bastard. I said, that is my national anthem. Bastard is my national anthem. You are supposed to slap him. Let him know I have a boy that has his pack. Which his pack? That man, when I was stranded in school, was the one that paid my school fees eventually. You don't have to take the wickedness of your mother. Some of you, you know that there's evil in your family and you are neutral about it. You are neutral because you are evil too. Hello? If you are not evil, you say, Mama or Papa, this thing is not good. God does not like this. But no, you are neutral. You are neutral not because you are coward. It's because you are, the seed is inside of you too. So today, in the next few minutes, we want to pray. Before we hear what to expect next year, I'm praying to 2025 that the negative carry over in your life from your grandparents to you. A young man was brought to this church, and this boy from the sleep, look at him, he was like, and they have taken him everywhere. And the only thing I ask, are you from a warrior family? The Baba said, doesn't know. I said, call your father. Hello? The father said, the grandfather said, my father told me that we are warriors. What was his name? His name was this boy's name. I said, okay, let's change the name for us. And between 5 minutes, the boy started breathing normally. Carry over. What carry over are you having in your life now then? Some of you, you took the beauty of your mother. Thank God. It's good. But about the wickedness of your mother. Your mother can look at somebody like this and abuse the person to death. And that is exactly. See, Kishe Mino, Iyami Mofijo. Oh, Foshijo. You didn't take the spiritual side of it. Your mates are speaking in tongues for 5 hours. Your mates are singing in tongues. Your mates are writing scripts in tongues. But you carry wickedness to resemble your mother. You don't have to look like them. You are born to be a better version of that family. Are you listening to me now? Are you listening to me now?
Yes,
your father was a womanizer. You are not just a womanizer. You are a dangerous, terrible Baba Saleh of womanizing. He said, Mobanleni, I met it in the house. What did you meet in the house? And you are doing. I'm asking you, what did you meet in the house? You must conquer it. You must separate yourself from it. You must defeat it. Because God is looking for somebody in the family that is a deliverer. You are the deliverer of that family. You don't have to follow them. And Edo Adage says, buy a horse, don't buy a car. Because when you buy a car will be going like idiot. But a horse, when the front fall in the ditch, the second horse will do what? It will go back. I wonder when you see families, husband wicked, wife wicked, trace them back. Their fathers and their mother were wicked. So wicked and wicked, and they connected themselves. Today, the negative pattern in your life, the negative carryover in your life, shall be broken.
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm not saying amen? Because you don't want to agree. Whether you agree or you don't agree, by the force of power, whatever that is connected to the wickedness of your father's house shall be broken tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stop rejoicing when the wicked are doing their wickedness and you are laughing. That doesn't make you to be a mafia. It makes you to be wicked, selfish, and a devil. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is not a wicked God. There are some traits we are not supposed to see in you as you grow in God. In the next few minutes, we shall be praying. The negative carry over in your life shall expire this night.
Amen.
Your amen. I'm not even hearing you. I say shall expire this night.
Amen.
What do we do? Admit it that there's something connecting you to that wickedness. Admit it. A woman came here crying. I have two daughters and two sons. None is calling me. Help me pray that they begin to call me. So I closed my eyes to pray. And the Lord said, Mama, you are too wicked. But God gave you good children. They are sending you money. He said, yes. But they will not see you again till you die. He said, about me, be alone. Let me beg God. I said, they are not coming back. I said, they are not coming back. I said, they cannot stand your wickedness. You are wicked, Mama. You are a devil. And I faced him. He said, ah, Kenny, gone. I said, you see now? You want to suck my blood? You want to suck my blood? Do you know she didn't pray? She left in anger. Yes. Run to Jesus. Disconnect from the wickedness of your family. You are sent as a light. Have you seen family when one person is wrong and everybody will follow that person? Everybody will support. Some of you, anything your wife do, it will support. You are my husband, you should support me. Both of you will perish. Yeah? Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Wrong. Sweetheart, this is wrong. You are supposed to support. I won't support you in bullshit. But no. You support them. Who will take care of your children? Both of you perish. Now, these are words that you don't like. Today is the last Sunday, last day. I'm supposed to be receiving. Receive this one too. And change. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your amen is not born again. I said, receive it and change in the name of Jesus. Amen. Nobody can live with your family because your father is a lion of the tribe of anybody. Nobody can stay with your family because your mother is a witch of Endor. Nobody can stay with you too because you took from both of them. You call yourself a mafia. No. You are just an ignorant devil. But if you change tonight, God wants to help you. God wants to use you to reach that family. God wants to use you to bring light into that family. God wants to use you to lift the name of that family. If only you will change. Rise on your feet and let us pray. This was not the message you wanted to hear. I know you are disappointed. But there's no problem. When you send a child to school, he doesn't like the subject. But when he becomes a professor, he begins to shackle. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I am sorry. I'm not hearing you. I need to hear you say, Father, I am sorry. For taking the wickedness of my father or mother. Say, I drop the wickedness now in the name of Jesus. Yes, that's the prayer you are going to pray before we pray properly. Every wickedness, the bad trait of my father, the bad trait of my mother. Lord, I am sorry. We need to drop them. God wants to use us. God wants to use us to change the family. But God is saying, why all of you like this? Why can't there be somebody that will intercede for this family? Every wickedness of my father's house, wickedness of my mother's house, that I have that carry over in my life, I am breaking away from them. Lift up your voice, somebody, and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up the hands in one accord. Singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at me. I should tell you, I'm saying again, I was in primary four. When I said to myself, and I told this young man, I'm not going to be like everyone here. I said it. It's not a joke. Everybody promised every evil financial carryover. Say, let me hear now. I'm not hearing you say it again. Let me hear loud and clear. I know hear you say, let me hear you now. Say, in my life, scatter now by fire. Lift up your own voice and pray like that. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus, Matthew never pray. I have taught you in this church. Go look at the record of your father and break it. Did I teach you? Break it. Did your father build any church before? Build. Did your father give any church pastor or any seed or motto? Give. When you look at me as if I'm duping you, stay where you are. The priest in the bush that they came to me, if you instruction, you take it. Lift up and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not here. You are angry. Be angry now. We are entering another year. And you shall know the truth. It is the truth that you know that. But suffering. I receive the grace to break the record of my father. I'm not here. Say, I receive the grace to break the record of my mother. Say, let me hear you first. Say, let me hear now. Yeah. Yes. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Hey, somebody pray. I'm breaking that record. Do. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Very quickly, in the next 5 minutes before we look at what's going to happen this year, see after me, say, any nonsense coming from my family side, say, let me hear now. It gets to me and it's stopping in the name of Jesus. You are going to be very, very vigilant and angry and selfish. Say, failure gets to me and stop in the name of Jesus. Poverty gets to me and stop in the name of Jesus. I listen to me now. Untimely death gets to me and stop in the name of Jesus. Begging and borrow gets to me and stop in the name of Jesus. She has gets to me and stop in the name of Jesus. Unfruitfulness, get to me and stop in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, every evil river from my ancestor, it gets to me and stop. Lift up your voice right now. They pray. It gets to me and it's done. Are you praying at all? It gets to me. Say, non-achievement gets to you and stop. Barrenness gets to you and stop. Imitation. Get to you yourself. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. It gets to me yourself. Are you praying? Instability. It gets to me and it stops. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray this last one before we hear what's going to happen this year. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not saying what I say. Say it again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I disconnect my life from every evil repetition in my family. Some things are repeating themselves. Your brother no get money. Your papa no get money. You don't lie. Yoruba says, in a meta, kitoshi, till the generation. No, somebody say, I reject it. I disconnect. They are not ready here. I didn't say disconnect. Don't confuse angel. I disconnect, not disconnect. And my mother is there, so say, I disconnect my life from every evil repetition in my lineage. Father's side, mother's side, I disconnect my life from every nonsense, evil repetition. Lift up your voice and help yourself. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Mother's side, father's side, I disconnect. I disconnect. Jesus, never pray. I want to pray for you. And I've talked to you several times again. Don't be joining them. This is what everybody's doing. Be better than them. Are you listening to me now? I learned something from the Muslims. They don't contribute money to build mosque. One person build. That's what's going to happen to you. The Lord will make you stand out among your mother's children. You don't need my prayer here. Let me finish it. The Lord will make you stand tall among your father's children. What defeated them? What brought them down? What wasted them? You will use it as a ladder in the name of Jesus. The mistake of your father, the mistake of your mother, shall be a miracle for you by mercy in the name of Jesus. The achievement they never recorded. The greatness they never recorded. Are you ready for this one? Cheaply, you will achieve them in the name of Jesus. Do you remember the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will heavily laden, and I will give you rest. I want to hear your loudest amen as I pray. Spiritually, financially, maritally, materially, the Lord will give you rest. The rest they are looking for in your family. The rest they are looking for in your father's mother's side. Cheaply. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Your father struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled. He got to a time, he said, I am tired. They make her take over. You will not take over nonsense batting in the name of Jesus. The ladder your father climbed and broke. The Lord enforce your ladder to get to high places in life in the name of Jesus. I stand and pray on top of your head as your priest and father. I command God to correct your path to the top for you in the name of Jesus. I say, I stand over this assembly and pray on your head as a priest, a prophet, and a father. Your head will not receive bewitchment that your head receive in the name of Jesus. Anybody that is calling your head, anybody that is calling your name, anybody that is calling your son's name to harm or to bring you down, let them go on exile in the name of Jesus. Isaac said, my son, how did you find it early? He said, because your God showed me. Cornel, let me pray for you. You will get that in early in the name of Jesus. God will show it to you. You will not be like them. You will be better than them. Greater than them. Do well than them. Shine than them. Go places than them. Succeed than them. Multiply than them. Increase than them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When God has lifted you, you will not be full of yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.FemiAkelaMinistries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@FemiAkinolaMinistries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, pebbles, and to make power.